to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
This thing called community is a living, breathing thing. And some days it runs amok. And some days it is so blissfully amazing, we think we're in heaven. And it's everything in between. So let's start with the thing itself. What is, when Holmes talks about the thing itself, he's talking about the infinite, the unseen. He goes as far as to say, no one has ever seen it, and no one really knows what it is. And yet, we gather and take classes to learn what it is. Right? I had that same, I'm like reading on it. Well, then why do I do what I do? And it's a fair question. And he actually answers that because it's about discovery. It's not about education. It's not about learning about something out there. It's about discovering what's in here. So, in that context, we already know it. And I refer to it as it because it has no gender and it has all genders. It's not just people, it's everything. From the dust on the floor to the stars. So, how can it be anything other than an it? In all fairness. Now, if that rubs you the wrong way, come take a class and we'll work it out. Because really, you know, I just flat refuse, so you should probably know this about me, to say that humans are made in the image and likeness of God and then refer to it as a male excludes way too many people for me. Can't do it, won't do it. I could, I won't. Because look around, and you are looking at the image and likeness of the infinite. Yes. Everywhere you look, you are looking at the image and likeness of the infinite. Even when those come into your viewfinder that you want to get out of your viewfinder, you are looking at the image and likeness of the divine. Just take that in a minute. All that list of don't go there, people. Those are the image and likeness of the divine too. And I suspect when we get to the nuts and bolts of those people, places, and things, it's the behavior that we have issue with. It's the effect that we have issue with. The thing itself, changeless. Changeless. Us? Always changing. Always changing. Why? We are an effect of belief. We are an effect of thought. Our very physical presence is effect. We are not our bodies. We are what's traveling in our bodies. the body as a container. Ernest Holmes, rumor has it, Ernest Holmes referred to these as our meat suits. Right? The physical body as our meat suits. It's really no different than our car, than our house that contains something. And when we begin to understand that every container contains the same thing, the same changeless substance, I don't know about you, but that begins to bend my human mind a bit. Because everywhere I look, I see different. Oneness does not equal sameness. Difference does not equal separation. The divine creates in multiplicity. No two things alike. And when I sit with that and imagine why, well, rationally, logically, the only thing I can come up with is an infinite beingness can't make more of itself. Right? It's already infinite. You can't add to infinite. It's already everything. What can it increase? What can it multiply? Experience. How does the infinite experience itself in newness? By creating something new. So you are an expansion of the divine's experience of itself. Now, if that doesn't give you some goosebumps, we need to talk. You are that intentional. The divine wants to experience itself as you. So here you are. And it used the principle and the physical law of biology to get you here, but you started in divine mind. You exist in divine mind. You are eternal in divine mind. So even when you leave this physical container, you ain't leaving. You are eternal. No end. That used to scare me because I used to be confused about who I am and who I was. Trust me, none of us wanted him to continue. And that was just my behavior. It was not the truth of who I am. Why do we focus on spiritual law? Because spiritual law never operates against itself. Can't. Have you ever seen gravity fighting with gravity? No. Purple, how do you get purple? Red and blue. Have you ever seen someone mix red and blue and the paint refuse to turn purple? Not doing it for you. Did it for those other kids, but not you. It's a principle of science. When you mix these two colors, you get this one. It works the same for everybody. No matter who you are, that's how the infinite operates. It doesn't have favorites. It doesn't care. Hey, Tom and Reggie, it doesn't care who your football team is. It just doesn't care because it's not competing with itself. We get to play in that realm. But this idea that I'm going to pray my team to win over your team, there's no power outside that's doing the, well, you know, he did have that many receptions this week, and, you know, so their coach is pretty cool, so yeah, let's let this team win. That's not how it works. Because then the infinite would be playing favorites. And since there's only one of us here, who shall it pick? I mean, seriously, when we really wrap ourselves around that, there's, what, 2, 4, 6, 8, you know, there's 20 plus people in this room, and there's only one of us here. Gets a little confusing. I submit to you that the biggest dance we will ever do is exploring the oneness as individualized expressions of it. Allowing ourselves to be uniquely individualized expressions and still know that we're not separate from any other uniquely individualized, right? That we're supposed to be different. We're just not supposed to believe we're separate. And to bring this to the level of community, it's pretty easy for a lot of us to get clear about our relationship with the infinite. Right? It's one-on-one, and you're just discovering who's already there anyway. It gets a little more complicated doing that with 20, 30, 40, 50 people. Because we quickly get distracted by behaviors. And all of a sudden, I am not one with you and you couldn't pay me to be. Anybody had that? I'm the only one who's ever had that thought? We have an election cycle coming up. We'll see who has those thoughts. See, and there it is. So here's the other piece of community. Yes, we are a community. But you reside in a much bigger community called humanity. And our opportunity is to love the way creation loves us. Because if we are here to be it in form, perhaps we might want to start owning that, embodying that, living that. When was the last time you got a message from your Creator that said, when you get your shit together, I'll love you? When was the last time, when you pay your bills, I'll give you your abundance? When you do things my way, I'll bless you. That's not what we teach. And I don't believe for one minute that there's a grain of truth in it. The infinite gives first. The infinite gives first. It gives of itself to itself. Are we willing to give first? Do we come to Sunday service to get before we give? I've had people, when every once in a while, you want to see where the consciousness of a community is, as a minister, all I have to do is start the service with the offering. And watch people go sideways. The one time I did that, I got so many emails telling me it is unethical for me to ask for money before I give them something. Check your own thoughts. It's easy to look at them. It's easy. But we each get to examine, am I coming here to get, or am I coming here to give? Because I promise you, if you give first, you won't be able to absorb all that you get. It will overflow. But if we have to get first, we're turning the tap. You were born with the tap open. Stop closing it. The infinite gives. Just let it flow through you. I invite you to actually take the tap out. Disconnect it. Be an open channel. The Cherokee teaching that I got living on the Kuala for 2 years is to be a hollow bone. Always to be a hollow bone. No obstruction to the flow of Creator. I invite you, see yourself in community as a hollow bone. Ask, not outside of you, ask inside of you, what is yours to do in community? Because we all got different roles. That's the human level. But let the spiritual wisdom inform that. And then show up. And if somebody wants to do something that you find yourself being a bit territorial about, stop it. It's that simple. Just stop it. If you find yourself feeling territorial, just pause and ask yourself, what would not be available to me if God became territorial? Begin to question yourself, not from a place of guilt, shame, and blame, but from a place to get answers that will grow you. That will grow you. If you bump up against somebody, celebrate that, because what now you have is an opportunity to be polished. You're not there to polish them. You're there to be polished. If you're busy looking for who you can help, come see me. I'll get you connected with Codependents Anonymous. That's not your job. It's not even my job. Your job is to explore you. Your job is to discover you. And as you discover who you are, you will already know who everybody else is, because we're one thing, right? When you find that place within you that resonates without restriction to your divinity, you can't help but see that in other people. When you know you, you will know everybody else, whether you know their name or not. You will know them. And when we create that community, there will not be a building big enough. There will not be a building big enough, because that divine essence in every one of us is seeking connection. It is seeking itself. All we have to do... Yeah, I heard it. All we have to do is embody what we already are. And I get it. I said that like that's a really easy thing to do. Here's the thing, and I'm going to close with this. There's nothing for you to look for. There's nothing for you to add. There's nothing for you to learn. And there is a whole lot for you to excavate. You are already there. You are just deeply buried in human muck, conditioned thought, lies. And so all we really have to do is excavate and allow yourself to be delightfully surprised when you excavate and there's more. And you excavate and there's more. Because every time you excavate, you get better at it. And that's why there's more, because you weren't ready for that more yet. And yes, it tends, my experience, the deeper we go, the fewer things there are, but they're bigger. Not a lot of them, but they, at some point it becomes, oh wow, you've been there the whole time? I promise you, you will not find anything unfamiliar because you've already lived through it. You're not going to find any surprises. You might be surprised to find it, but you already lived it. You've already survived it. Now you get to release it. You get to let it go so the truth of you gets to shine. It's kind of like those glow sticks that you break them and then you shake them and you watch them gradually light up. And then they stay lit. Let yourself light up. Dare to break yourself open. Dare to break open in front of people who love and support you. And when someone does that, just be present. Most of the time, we are better served if we say nothing other than, I'm right here. Learn to use I statements. Stop talking to people with you statements when you're talking about yourself because it sounds like you're telling them what to do. Use I statements. Practice being vulnerable with one another. And I say practice because it takes practice. And if you get scared, run away, but come back. It's a normal part of development. Anybody that has kids, we've all been through it. They'll take a few steps and they look, are you still there? Right? We get to do that with community. You get to move away and then it's like, ooh, and you get to come back. And if your path takes you away from the lighthouse to go back to sea, go with blessings. And if you become weary on your journey, the lighthouse is still here. Come back. It's a saloon door. You get to come and go as the divine calls you. And you get to stay owning your place. Whether you're in a chair or whether you're online or whether you're just mentally connected. You choose how you're connected. You choose. Choose wisely. Let's take this into prayer. And so I know in the very center of my being that there is one infinite something that is no thing, and yet it is everything. I know it to be pure love. I know it to be pure light, pure joy, pure peace, awe and wonder. I know it to give from its infinite abundance without qualification, without restriction. It simply gives to itself. And it receives from itself. It acts in accordance with itself. I know this is the essence of my being. I know that I am created out of it, by it, to be it. And I know that what is true of me is true of all life. And I let myself feel the power of that in this moment. I let that permeate every human cell in this thing I call my body. And it moves me. It moves me to a place that is inexplicable connection. It moves me to a place of identity that knows itself. And I speak my word, claiming and affirming that that desire is being fulfilled in every element of creation. That desire, that pull to know itself, is being fulfilled exactly as each individualized expression chooses. Grateful. So incredibly grateful to just let that settle into my beingness, to celebrate the love that just loves, the law that always operates no matter who's using it. It just says yes. And so I am careful with my yes. I'm careful with how I direct, striving to always be in alignment with the truth, the changeless truth of my being. Grateful for the opportunity to serve. Grateful for the opportunity for the self to meet the self over and over again, as if it is brand new every day. Grateful, grateful, grateful. And so from this gratitude, in this gratitude, filled with this gratitude, I release my word, knowing it is the word of the infinite spoken in, through, and as this thing I call my body. I let it go because there's nothing else to do but let go. And so I do. And I invite you to join me to claim this as your own as we say together, Ashe, Shalom, Aho, Amen. And so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.